I'm Bill Hoag, Vice President for IT and CIO at the University of South Carolina. And on behalf of EDUCAUSE, I'd like to welcome Tim Lorang to our studios. Tim is the Director of Participant Relations for the Research Channel. And Tim, for listeners who are not familiar with the Research Channel, can you share a quick introduction?
Sure, Bill. Thank you. The Research Channel is a nonprofit media and technology organization that connects global audiences with research and academic institutions whose developments, insights, discoveries affect our lives and our futures. We do that mainly by making video programs from our members available over broadcast, satellite TV, cable, and the internet. We also research and develop the technology that will make it easier for people worldwide to access those resources.
And you talked a little bit about some of its programming. If you were to try to help somebody understand where it fits in the pantheon, if you will, is it more like C-SPAN, or is it sort of the CNN of research, or neither of the above?
Well, Research Channel has been compared to both C-SPAN and CNN. Because of our programming, it has a strong, you know, public interest, and also because of the format. You know, when people turn it on, they see a lot of professors talking. But I think it's much more than that. First off, participating institutions like Stanford Medical Center, the University of Pennsylvania, Johns Hopkins University, the University of Washington, Texas A&M, Penn State, they make lectures, interviews, and documentaries of their leading researchers and scholars available to the public. And like C-SPAN, Research Channel gives these researchers and scholars an unfiltered forum for discussing their work and presenting their research. Although the programs are topical and important, what we air is not dictated by sensationalism, commercialism, politics, or hype, like so many of the programs that are on TV.
Tim, do you get a sense that institutions who are not participating in this activity are really missing out on an important opportunity?
What is important to Research Channel is giving researchers and scholars a forum to present their studies, their research, their findings directly to the public. The participating institutions are able to present to the public what their faculty is currently working on. There is a real thirst of knowledge by the general public. Universities and research institutions, especially those who use public money to conduct research, have an obligation, we believe, to make that research available to the public, to contribute to science literacy, and to share knowledge. Television and the internet are very effective ways to reach the public. Institutions that do not reach out to the public, either through the Research Channel or some other means, are missing an opportunity to inspire, teach, and inform.
A couple of your colleagues are here in Dallas, and they're talking specifically about the Digital Well Project that came out of the Research Channel's efforts. Can you give us an overview of the system and how to get involved?
Yeah, sure. When Research Channel began to acquire large amounts of digital video, it became necessary for us to develop an asset management system that provided an easy way to acquire, collect, classify, store, and deliver large collections of digital media over IP-based networks. The Digital Well is a digital asset management system that not only is a repository for rich media, but also provides the infrastructure for making large collections available for streaming. If anyone wants to find out more about Digital Well, they can send us an email at info@researchchannel.org.
That's terrific. I know at the University of South Carolina, for example, we're talking about digital asset management all the time, and knowing that Digital Well is a place to turn for additional information is very, very helpful. Let's talk a little bit more generally about the changing nature of video distribution and consumption. How do you see it evolving over the next few years?
The internet has made it possible for the democratization of video at such sites such as YouTube, which is now part of Google Video. Like earlier technology breakthroughs such as audio MP3 files and email, there is currently a lot of activity and hype surrounding the ability for just about anyone to put any type of video up on the internet. This activity also demonstrates that there's a large number of people where streaming video over the internet is no longer a problem. When the novelty wears off, streaming video will be considered just another tool, an expected resource for anyone with access to the internet. as with all things associated with the internet, there's a lot of dross along with the gems. There's a lot of frivolous content and a lot of worthwhile content. Research Channel's goal is to be a trusted site for worthwhile video content available on the internet. Another change is the increasing quality associated with video distribution over the internet. Many homes now have access to the internet at 3, 4, 5, even 6 megabits per second. Many universities can deliver 10 megabits, even 100 megabits per second to the desktop. The lower speeds can deliver broadcast quality video to the home, and the higher speeds make possible high definition television. Soon, it's going to be possible to take part in real-time, high-definition video conferences. At the opposite end of the high-definition video conferences is the ability to download programs, even movies, onto iPods and portable players. Today, many students have no problem downloading a movie or even a physics lecture, for example, onto their iPods. Finally, I'd like to mention the globalization of video distribution and consumption. Many countries that a few years ago seemed to lack the infrastructure to access the internet have leapfrogged technologies and now have excellent access. For example, China, Korea, Vietnam, and India are now among the highest users of streaming media from the Research Channel. This also demonstrates that North America has most of the world's premier research institutions and universities, and that there's an intense worldwide hunger for knowledge and information.
I wonder if you would talk a little bit about your thoughts on the relationship of closed captioning and accessibility to the ability to search video on demand.
Digital video content and associated XML files that comply with SMILE and SAMI data formats will be a tremendous aid in searching for video and on-demand content. These files can provide closed captioning metadata for search engines that will dramatically increase the ability to find just the section of the video file that you want. The stumbling block, of course, is the cost of transcribing these video files. And even though this will greatly improve the ability of search engines to find video content, the cost of making that content available and for transcribing the video is going to be too costly for some institutions.
You are painting a picture of some fascinating times ahead. I imagine that one area that you're paying careful attention to, both you and the Research Channel, is net neutrality. What are some of the threats and opportunities that you see emerging from the debate on this front?
You know, net neutrality is something, you know, that we're very, very concerned with. Of course, we want to make the information that is distributed through the Research Channel, you know, available to everyone. And because of that, we think that net neutrality is very, very important. You know, but we also distribute in many other formats. And, you know, unfortunately, the legislature and the legislation that's associated with this is not, you know, concerned with just net neutrality. It's touching a lot of different areas on broadcast and other means of distribution. So we're really watching this closely, and we're, like everyone else, trying to figure out exactly what's going on.
We've been talking to Tim Larang in our studios. Tim is Director of Participant Relations for the Research Channel. Tim, we appreciate you taking the time to speak with us. We've covered a lot of ground here. Do you have closing thoughts for our listeners?
Well, thank you for inviting me this afternoon, Bill. And I just want to emphasize that the mission of the Research Channel is to make knowledge available to all by sharing our developments, insights, and discoveries with a global audience. Activities such as acquiring content, developing technologies for storing and distributing content, and making that content accessible to the public helps us to achieve those goals.
Thank you again for stopping by, Tim Larang, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
If you're listening to this recording on a remote device, you can comment on this podcast and read entries from our ever-growing community of bloggers at connect.educause.edu. EDUCAUSE is a nonprofit association whose mission is to advance higher education by promoting the intelligent use of information technology. Engage, learn, network, and grow at EDUCAUSE.